Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwa nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibeyo mutya mu Kristo Mukama waffe.
How are you in Christ Jesus our Lord?
Obulamu bugamba butya?
And how is your lives?
Nsaba ombuulize ku mugandawo.
I request the greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize omusana ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And wish him light of the word of God.
Gusobole okumulisiza n'olunaku lwaleero.
That it can enlighten them even this day.
Eyongereyo mu kumanya.
That they move on into knowledge.
Ne mu kubikulirwa okungi.
And in the much revelation.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Opwitness.
Apostle Ronald Opwitness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Musumba wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinyerya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base this ministry.
Mulembo mpya.
The new generation.
Ogwino okumanya Katonda okujudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okutuusaako.
And to move on reach unto you.
Ekitundu ekyokuna.
The part 4.
Akatundu C.
Part 4C.
Akapulani ya Katonda yokulwanisa enkwe za Satani.
Of God's plan against Satan's devices.
Ziyakolera ensi yonna.
Those he made for the entire world.
Okuva mwaka gwa 2019
from the year 2019
okutuuka omwaka ogwa 2022
to reaching the year 2022.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga tukyagenda maaso okulaba.
And we are still moving on to see.
Ebintu ebisatu ebyekyama.
The three mysterious things.
Ebyabaawo mu mwaka ogwa 2019
which happened in the year 2019
ngabya kole nchuka chuka nyingi nyo munsi
and they are to make many changes in the world
okutuka okuda kwa mkama wa Yesu Kristo
to reaching the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
ninkomero yensi
and the end of the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eranga mu kitundu cha fechiri ekyo kusatu
and in our part 4C
mu kitundu cha fechiri ekyo kusatu
in the third part
twasoba okulabikanga tulaba
We are able to see one of those which happened in the year 2019. Those to make many changes in the world to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. When we saw why the coronavirus
yagena maso kuitibwa COVID-19 virus
don't to be called COVID-19 virus
ate ngayatekibwa mukukola
yet it was activated
mwaka ogwa 2022
in the year 2020
mitwara bile ebintu bingi
where we so many things
plans za bastan jizikomekereza
the plans of the devils were they reach
mukwagalufura ensi onanga Sodom and Gomorrah
wanted to turn the whole world into Sodom and Gomorrah
mukulangira aitwa katonda okuva mbana babantu
in proclaiming the one called God from the children of men
nokujja kuyo akuli mukola kwa satan
and the coming of him is in the working of satan
wakati mukuwakanya omutonzi atonde guru nisi
in the midst of contending the creator who created heaven and earth
mukuronchinga manya gechizikiza agaita muzi 5G 6G 7G 8G networks
in launching powers of darkness passing through 5 6 7 and 8G networks
nokuda waguru
and above
mukwagalo okulwanyisa nokulipressing amanyi go moyo omutuku
in wanting to fight and replace powers of the Holy Spirit
agadukanya insino
those which run this earth
so bingi bitwalaba
so we saw many things
era ntumaini tuolekera mchitundu cha fiche necho kuna
and after we headed on to this our fourth part
mutura mutwa tandiko okulaba
where we began to see
ensonge yokubiri
the second reason
ekintu ekyokubiri ekyekyama
or the second mysterious thing
ekyaba mu mwaka gwa 2019
which happened in the year 2019
nga kyakuleta enkyuka kyuka nyingi
nyo and to bring many changes
okutuuka okuda kwa mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ
n'enkomero yensi
and the end of the earth
era nga tukyagenda maso okulaba
and we are still moving on to see
Luachi mwaka wa 2019
why in the year 2019
Katonda agenda maso kudumira mbulizi wenjiri owensi yonna
God moved on to command the worldwide evangelist
Pastor Benny Hinn
Pastor Benny Hinn
okulabikanga yenenya
that he repents
uro kulekawo enjiri yobwakabaka bwa Katonda
for living the gospel of the kingdom of God
n'obutuukirivu
and the righteousness
mwaka bwakabaka obwo mugulu
in the kingdom of heaven
n'agenda maaso okubuulira enjiri ebyenfuna by'ensi eno.
He moved on, preached the material gain gospel of this world.
N'okutundanga ebyamagero.
And to selling of miracles.
Era nga gye tutuuse.
And where we have reached.
Twolekedde ekitundu kyaffe eky'okunasi.
We head on to our part 4C.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Atwagala okwongera okulaba.
And we want to move on to see.
Amakulu g'ekigambo.
The meaning of the word.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka obw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Era nga twategedde.
And we understood.
Twetaaga okumanya ebigambo bitaano.
We need to know 5 words.
Amakulu gaabyo.
The meaning of them.
Ekisooka.
The first.
Twategedde nti tulina okutegeera.
We understood that we have to know.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda kiki?
What is the kingdom of God?
Bwe tumaliriza ekyokubiri.
After we finish the second.
Tutegeere enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
We understand the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Then ekyokusatu.
Then the third.
Tutegeere.
We understand.
Obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
The righteousness of God.
Ekyokuna.
The fourth.
Tutegeere.
We understand.
Obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu kyeki.
What is the kingdom of heaven.
Ekyokutaano.
The fifth.
Tutegeere enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu kyeki.
We understand what is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So ekitundu kyaffe ekyavudde.
So in the part we finished, we were able to understand what is the kingdom of God. When we read in the Matthew chapter 12, verses 28, and he told us that if he casts demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. So we understood that the appearing of the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, that is the appearing of the kingdom of God in our midst. And when we read in the Matthew chapter 6, verses 33, and we told we first seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and the rest God will add them to us. So we understood that to seek the kingdom of God, you can move the whole world, the mountains, the valleys, and you've not seen it till you've gone in the book of the Lord and you read, and then you see the kingdom of God. It is the Holy Spirit and all his works of righteousness, those of creating things in heavens and earth, even to renewing them. It is involving healing, walking the lame and the others. But in Isaiah 34, verses 16, we are directed with seeking the book of the Lord. We read, for none of them will lack its merit, because the mouth of God commanded and the Spirit of God gathered. Where we were able enter to understand the gospel of the kingdom of God, what is it? Because we had already understood that the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and his works. And the time it manifests, it's manifested. We understood that even gospel of the kingdom of God, it's the gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures, those which were gathered by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. When we read, go to read 2 Peter chapter 1, 19 to 21, and we understood that prophets, they didn't speak what they wanted, but all scriptures they spoke, they spoke what had come from God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. And we understood that that entire gospel of the kingdom of God, it's the gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures which make up the Bible, the book of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
are able to understand many things.
And
still we looked in the John chapter 16, verses 12 up to 15, where we understood that what the Holy Spirit had from the Father and even from Christ, those are what he brought in the prophets. And we got to know The gospel of the kingdom of God. It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit. They are the Holy Scriptures. It's the reason why the Lord Jesus ended saying in John. John chapter 6, verse 63. That the words I say to you, they are spirit and they are life. All these words of the scriptures is the spirit itself. It's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So today we want to move on to know the third. Among the five. What is the righteousness of God? Then after we shall know what is the kingdom of heaven. And then we shall understand the fifth. What is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven? So let's move on even today to know what is the righteousness of God. Because when we hear in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he speaks saying like this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But first seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Praise Jesus much. We are able to understand the kingdom of God and the way we seek for it. And the gospel of the kingdom of God, we understood it. But move on to hear that first seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it means the righteousness of God. It too is to be sought. But where do we seek for it? That's where we can meet it. For people may want to seek for righteousness, mostly with the children of God. We seek and we yearn for righteousness. People would have loved to be right, holy. But what is this righteousness of God? For you cannot seek for the righteousness of the one you do not know. You first understand what is the righteousness of God. And then after, you seek for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we want to understand this righteousness of God, what is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. After we understand it, then we shall be able to seek for it. We get it. That's given us. For he says, in the Romans chapter 10,
in
verses 10, and he speaks like this. Romans chapter 10, verses 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
But
the person believes with his heart to be given righteousness. It means there is one with this righteousness, he wants to give it to who? But the one he gives it to must have been seeking for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Look to Matthew 6, verse 33. First seek for the kingdom of God and the righteousness. The rest, the need of the world, cast houses and the others, they will be just added unto you. If you can seek for the kingdom of God, if you seek for righteousness, righteousness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we have heard that he gives to you. God gives it to you. According to Romans 10, verses 10, that you will believe with your heart and he gives you righteousness. He has it. But how is it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in that word, we want to analyze the righteousness of God and we see for it, he gives it to us. Because he says, those he separated.
He
moved on to give them righteousness. Where did he put it?
For
he separated you, he gave it to you.
Do
not have it sick for it somewhere, I put it as I gave it to you. When I gave it to you, I kept it for you somewhere. You seek for it, you get it from there. Is it not that? Let's read in Romans 8, we see. Romans chapter 8, verses 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. Yes.
Who's
he called? He gave righteousness. Where did he put it after giving it to us?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But he has said that righteousness where he kept it, it's in one place. It's within his word in the scriptures, because he says, Proverbs chapter
8,
all my words are in righteousness.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. All the words of God, they are in righteousness. None of them is crooked.
This,
the righteousness of God he gave you, they are in his word, the holy scriptures. You read Proverbs, we see. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perfect. If you want the righteousness he gave you,
it's
within his words, the scriptures.
There is
nowhere else you will get it that you make it for yourself. It's impossible. These you hear that the saints saw. They sat and elected him be a saint. You know, there's the difference between the saints and the holy one. Sure. A righteous one is not a saint. Not at all. That saint
arondi bwabantu ne bagamba kati uyo tukakasa okusinzira.
Is elected by people and they say that this person according to this and this. He is a saint. But a righteous one, a holy person,
is
made holy when he believed words of God, those in righteousness. And he does them.
And
God alone gives that righteousness, not the people.
For
those separated righteousness, he is him who gives it. Not this of the Catholics. That they sit and say this person has become a saint.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. So if you want the righteousness of God, it's within the scriptures, the words of God, all those in righteousness, none of them is crooked, neither that perverse. After you follow them like that, do them as he told them to you,
and
you've got his righteousness, he gave it to you, he kept it. It means, he said, when you reach his words and you believe them and he gives you righteousness, the righteousness. He told you, Romans 10 verse 10,
a
person believe with his heart to be given righteousness. That what are you going to believe? You're going to believe his words, those in righteousness. That's why he told you in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, that even faith comes from hearing, hearing by the word of God. Yes, you must read this. Romans chapter 10, verses 17.
n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. Because you have faith, you'll be given righteousness. If you will believe,
you have
believe only words of God, both in righteousness.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. That's why it's emphasized Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing by the word of God. If you hear all other things, you will not be given righteousness.
No
matter what you will do, how you've done it, it's up to you. But if you want the righteousness of God, it's in believing His words, the Holy Scriptures, those which make up the Word of God.
It's
the reason why, when God knew what will happen, that there will be preparations of the devils captured the world and people in it, to turn them into Sodom and Gomorrah, to be homosexuals, men and men have sex with each other, and women and women commit lascivious. Evil, elevated sins, and they are done in the whole world. According to preparations of coronavirus, where
the COVID-19 vaccines,
where they are
COVID vaccines,
where they are COVID vaccines,
networks,
darkness appear in the 5G networks and above. That is why you see, he commanded the evangelist to repent. Evangelist
Ben-Hin,
the worldwide evangelist, that he leads all the others. You repent for preaching material going gospel of the world. And to selling of miracles. Because they wouldn't have appeared to anyone righteous if that gospel is still moving on. And they had to repent, go back to gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The words we are getting explained of now,
and
according to righteousness of God, I think you have heard it. There is no way you will get it except you are in the words of God, the scriptures of God. Must not twist them, for all his words are in righteousness.
You
have to see, do not add into them.
And
you do not subtract from them, for they are all in righteousness. You have to believe them the way they are. You'll be given righteousness. Believe them as they are, and you also do them. Praise Jesus much. That is why he told them that people are on the world setting in place their own righteousness when they did not know the righteousness of God. Righteousness of God. When they never knew it, they set in place their own.
And
they sat, they said,
"Simanyi Papa Gundi abadde mutukufu.
This Pope has been a saint.
Okusinzira omulambo gwe gusabiddwa.
According to how this dead body has been prayed for.
Abagenzi ne basaba mu linnya ly'omufu.
Went to pray in the name of that dead person. That. And they saw miracles.
Mbuno obutuukirivu ne bulabika.
That he appeared to be righteous.
Ani yagambye?
Who tells you that? The righteousness of God is not just made by people. Read that Romans we see. Romans chapter 10, verses 1. Romans chapter 10, verses 1.
Abooluganda, kyenjagala mu mutima gwange era kyensaba Katonda ku lwabwe kye kino balokoke.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. They have to get saved, all of them. They resume this journey as he commanded evangelist Ben-Hin. You know
why
they have to get saved again, all of them? I want to tell all pastors, all those say to be servants of God in the world. You know when they speak to a he-god, Now these smaller gods, you just have to humble. Now God cannot command evangelist Benny Hinn to repent.
For
the material gain gospel he was preaching.
Then
the gospel of the kingdom of God and
righteousness
in the kingdom of heaven.
Then
you the rest to remain moving in that same line. You are the appearing smaller gods, the she gods. The harper is a he god.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because under he says,
when
did know the righteousness of God, you set in place your own. And you thought because of the white garments. You thought because of the many cars you have. And you thought for the elevated storied buildings you have. And you thought for the aeroplanes you've bought. And you thought striking people fall down in synagogue, that you are holy or you preached righteousness. Not at all. Righteousness is in the word of God. To preach it the way it is.
For
he said none of it is crooked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So let's finish in Romans, we see. Romans chapter 10 verses
2.
For I bear them with that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Verses
3.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Have you heard what was? When they did know the righteousness of God, imagine it's the one we're supposed to seek for. You seek for something you do not know. You think why? Religions. They put in place the way to choose the saints of theirs like that. Why do you think they made the world get lost? And they made it think that a saint is the righteous person. They are totally different. A saint is elected by human beings. A righteous person is made by God who is holy. After he has heard all his words in righteousness, and he believes them, and he does them. Now what they did, when they did know the righteousness of God, and they got their own, they established it. Imagine we are supposed to even seek for it, and those two preaching it do not know it. Now what would we have done about that? And what can you seek for you don't know? We gave you an example. And you don't know the stones of rubies. They're so expensive. But you have to seek for them. Get out that plenty money. You do not know them. And when you reach for them, how do you understand? That's also seeking righteousness. Righteousness when you do not know it. How are you to seek for it?
But
many people have fallen in sin.
That's
what fights. Commit righteousness, it fails. People reach time, they say that this righteousness is hard. Others reach say this gospel of righteousness, it is so hard. Because you did not know that, how would you have done it?
And
you would have sought for it, get it how? It is very hard. But remember, in establishing the righteousness,
the
Bible says that other thought that the fear of God is the many profits they make.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
they thought if you get many material gains, perhaps you have got even righteousness with yourself.
Is that
what to say, Timothy? You read, we see. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 5. The vast wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Verse
6.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. Don't you see they are overturned? They thought that the fear of God, righteous, the man of God, you must have many material gains. The curse.
They
began to preach material gain, gospel of this world. And they acted greedy. And they fell in the snares of Satan. They acted greedy. And man preaches of finances. And the pulpit is filled of money. He falls mad on the pulpit.
And
people say, wow. This come with any type of car. My.
Limousine.
It's a limousine.
BMW.
It's a BMW. He's a man of God. A powerful man. He's holy. Yet not at all.
He
already fell in the snare of the evil. He became an enemy of God. He resorted to desiring the world. He got tired.
Finish
the Timothy, there's a word he says. First Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse
7.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Verse
8.
And having food and clothing, let us be with these things content. Verse 9. But they that will be rich and want to fall rich, they fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish, hurtful lusts. Foolish, hurtful lusts which bring men into destruction. Yes. That is where they fell. And the evangelist Ben Hinn, when he was repenting, he said that this financial gospel has made them fall crazy. They fell crazy, fell mad. But we think those ministering to us, they are healthy and well off. Yet we are on mad people. Those who forget righteousness of God, how it should be. But understand that. He told you in Proverbs 8. All words of his mouth, they are in righteousness. If you want the righteousness of God, you have to believe the Holy Scriptures. The gospel of the Holy Spirit. Because those are what he got from the mouth of God. And he brought them to us here in the world. And he reached to release the word. And he said those who will twist in them, They are to get destroyed. According to 2 Peter chapter
3,
verse 15 to 16. If you twist them, you will get destroyed, even destroy your hearers. But imagine someone twisting a scripture like Ezekiel
47,
the bones in the valley. And it tells you that's your business in the valley. Those are your pockets dried. Yet below they say those are children of Israel. They need to get born again. And he already twisted that.
Now
you hearing things twisted, shifted from their meaning. You cannot get even the righteousness of God. For all these words are in righteousness, none is crooked. That God twisted it was meaning the other which the pastor is explained. We are in revival, fear not. Revival is to restore things the way they are, the way they should be, and the way they will be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you, when you get the words of God, the holy scriptures, and you twist them, you yourself do not get righteous who preach them, even the hearers never get righteous. Read 2 Peter, we hear.
Peter, chokubiri, esule yokusato, nolo nyiriri olo kuminetano.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
Eramulo uzenga, gukugumi kiriza kwa mukama wafe, buebulokozi.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Eranga muganda wafomu agarwa Paulo, mumagezi geyawewa, buyaba wandikira.
Even as our beloved brother Paul, as also according to wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse
16.
Also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are who are unlearned twist them. Also as they do to other scriptures unto their own destruction. Yes. If you twist the scriptures, you enter destruction. Even all who hear words twisted, friends, you have destroyed them. Now imagine, you've been with that one called the servant of God. He preached scriptures when he's twisted them. When we speak twisting, it's to shift them from their meaning, in which God spoke them. And then you bring a meaning which is not their meaning, but the destruction.
Because
they said they do not twist only those in the New Testament, but all the other scriptures they twist them. In the Old Testament they twist them.
Then
it reads in the New Testament, John 3, verse 3.
Nicodemus
and moved in the night. And he went to Jesus. You come in tonight's overnight. You are the Nicodemuses of tonight.
Nicodemus
is known as in heavens. Don't you have your own name? If God knows
where
all stars each he calls by name, he forgot your name.
Have
you read the Psalms? 147, verse
4.
He counts all the stars, each he calls by name. He forgot you, he gets dizzy, and he calls you rather Nicodemus.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
You think it's possible? And God keeps forgetting you. You are the Nicodemus of tonight.
osobye mu kiro
kyaleerokwatakuyesuomugambetompitajesus tell him pass me not
soma oluddako
read the next verse
And
he told him,
you cannot
enter the kingdom of God
except
you get born again. I see your business.
It's
born again. They have said a person
told
him if he's not born again, he will not enter the kingdom of God. It does not know it.
He
cannot preach to this one how he gets born to enter it. Most people
really
say, but the ministry of full knowledge is like that. They call themselves people who know. They are always calling everything we did long back. Satan from old, he is Satan. If you served all wrong things, they remain wrong.
Satan
long in the world, it's not make him never to be Satan.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Now
imagine one twist meaning of scriptures.
Yes,
he failed you to get righteousness. Even the ones that practice adding what he wants, he push you in destruction. For in Revelation 22, verses 18, and reaching the verse 19. He who subtracts, he destroys you. He who adds, he to destroys you. You know why? For without holiness, you'll never see God. What are you to see? Hell.
In the lake of fire.
For if you don't see God,
you
cannot miss to see hell and the lake of fire. You write in your record, if you will not see God, what you will have to see, it will be hell and the lake of fire. For those are one which will be there in that time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
why God told you first my kingdom and my righteousness.
If
you knew all these rest, though you will do them. And you don't sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you will not see him. What you will have to see will be hell.
And
lake of fire will wait for you, you see it. Let's read Revelations, we say. Revelations chapter 22, verses
18.
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Have you ever read this Bible, finished it? Have you ever read the plagues within it? If you will subtract, yes, subtract you on the life. If you add in them, go read the Bible. Read the plagues in it. Because the first in Deuteronomy 28, from verses 14 up to 60. All those are plagues in that chapter. After getting the entire Bible, read everywhere he promised to punish. You will no more familiarize the word of God, subtract adding in it. When you add in it, all these lakes have to be added in you in lake fire and hell. Imagine you'll be in hell and lake of fire. And you are sick of fever. You have stomach ache, running stomach. And you have headache.
Place,
there are very many. Now God to speak that is something is up to. That you can get righteousness, that you see him. you get saved from seeing hell and a lake of fire. In the verse 19, he said, if you add in them, if you subtract, they blot you from the portion of life. It means all the hearers. If you speak words like that, they pervert the hearers. You finish verse 19, we see. Revelations chapter
22,
verse
19.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. From these things are written in this book. Every good thing written in this Bible.
And
the tree of life will not be on it.
You
shouldn't live all times. You have to be in hell as you're being burned there. And the other, you should not see any good thing again that God wrote in the Bible. All his good promises, you will never see of them.
God
speaks those words. He said this. He spoke of the New Testament. Even in the Old Testament, he spoke in Deuteronomy 4. Verses 1 and 2. Now, if you just subtract from those words, or you add in them, that is what will follow next to you. Yet, what is surprising? It perverts the hearers, and them to never get righteous. Imagine you sit in the false gospel,
you are
in the material gospel of this world, you are moving out, warming up to travel nations. You've never known even the gospel of kingdom of God. You know the kingdom of God. The gospel of kingdom of God. The righteousness of God. The kingdom of heaven you have to go after this world. That you don't know. Even gospel of kingdom of heaven. Which can direct you into heaven. And that too you do not know it. You move in darkness. Of destruction. Because you drive a car, because you have an aeroplane, because you've built, those wouldn't have been bad, but they want to use in this life, in the serving of God, and in moving to understand Him. But that's not our righteousness. Praise Jesus much. Now you have to be careful in that word. Never to listen to things like those. For he speaks in Timothy. That though you just hear words not right, you pervert out of the way of righteousness. Let's read we hear. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to profit, to no profit, but to the ruin of the hearers. Yes. If you hear what's not in righteousness,
was
not to give you righteousness of God, you have already gotten ruined to destruction. For if you're not holy, you will never see him. It's not that. That is why you see, he said that all the scriptures, he made the measuring line for them. He made allotments for them. And he put a measuring line for them. Where the meaning ends. And it has to go with which other scripture. That they will be preached in righteousness. That people will believe. The people will be given righteousness. That they can see God.
babire ne Katonda,
that they will be with God.
Kubanga,
because
utaba mutukufu nga bwali,
if you are not holy just as he's holy,
na ye,
still you will not be with him.
Kubanga,
for two cannot move together except they have agreed.
Katonda mutukufu,
God is holy. How will you be with the Holy One when you are not holy? Do not waste your own time. If you see you've not sought for righteous things, you've not been given it, you've not kept it. No. You know this. You're going to head to destruction. Someone say, Apostle, give us words of hope. No, you've not gotten medicine. You are sick, you are going to die. Now you've not gotten medicine, should we tell you you are well off? You've not been prayed for, we tell you you are going to be well. What is that? You too are a witness in your heart that people who do those, they have to get destroyed. Now we tell you things of life. You in your heart, you know that those actions, those not of righteousness, they cause destruction. Now should we tell you they give you life?
So
in Isaiah 34, verse 16-17, after he's told us seek for righteousness in the book of the Lord, in the Holy Scriptures, he told us he made allotments for them. This one goes with the other, just as we've seen those we've handled here. This goes with the other, with the other. Now you put it on the Lord's, it does not go with. And he made a measuring line for them. That one, its meaning goes to this extent. It ends here. Now you bypass that point. You know, long back, in the African way, they used to put a line. You cross this line and you see me. You wait him at this side. Like that. As he crossed, the patchings and the fightings began. Now God put measuring lines for scriptures. When you jump bypass the line, you fall in hell. The patchings of the torments.
So,
you first read Isaiah, we see. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Munonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read.
Tekulibula kwebyo nakimu.
Not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mates.
Tewalibe kiribula kinnaacho.
None shall lack her mate.
Kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde.
For my mouth has commanded.
N'omwoyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
And his spirit has gathered them.
Olunyolo 17.
Verse 17.
Era bikubidde obululu.
And he has cast the lot for them.
N'omukono gwe gubigabidde n'omugwa.
And his hand has divided it into them by measuring.
Hey.
Yes.
Yabikubira obululu.
He made lots for them. He said the scripture will go with this one. He said Romans chapter 10 verse 10.
Person
who believes with his heart will be given righteousness. If I will explain him to believe how, Romans 10 verse 10. Let it go with Romans 10 verse 17.
Both
faith come from hearing and hearing the word of God. Yes.
It made
lots for them very well. That's why he ended up saying that all ye who have been preaching in the whole world, and you two have been hearers, you're going to be captured. You will be beaten back. This word is brought in back. And it moves in its thought, even its righteousness, as you see today, according to those in Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 14. And he says like this,
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 14.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kiriba kibeera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept.
Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Line upon line, line upon line.
Wano katono, awo katono.
Here a little, there a little.
Bagende bagwe bugazi.
That they may go fall backwards.
Bamenyeke.
And be broken.
Bategewe.
Be snared.
Bakwatibwe.
And be captured.
Kakati ku nkomekero ya byonna.
Now at the end of all.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kyali na tambula
bwe kiti. The word of God was made to move like this.
Ebiragiro bibiri kubina n'okudda
waggulu. Two to four commands and above.
Kuchona chuyagalo gamandi kiragiro kya Mukama
byawandi. Upon everything you want to say it's the command of God in the scriptures.
Abantu baliokeba chikole babera abatukire.
That people will do it and will appear righteous.
Oyina okusomesa nyiriri bibiri kunya.
You have to teach two to four and above verses.
Osobola okusomesa obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
That you can teach the righteousness of God.
Okuva mu ndagaano empya.
From the New Testament.
N'enkadde.
And the Old.
Ndina okukwatibwa gw'ogenda laba.
You're going to see.
Kati gw'olwaleero owulira otya.
Now today how do you feel?
Olaba omwoli eyo onyiiga.
You see what
you're okwatiddwa.
They are angered because you've been captured.
N'okumegebwa omegeddwa.
Even you've beaten back.
N'okumenyeka omenyese.
You've broken yourself even.
Ogaba yiine bannange.
Kyoyagala
ogaba ibanga lyonna tubadde tukola biki.
What do you say all along? What have we been doing?
Ne Benihini yamala emyaka 20.
Even Benihini spent 20 years.
Ng'akola bitaliimu.
And he does things which are not right.
Ngabulira enjiri etamuweesa butuukirivu.
And he preach a gospel which cannot make him begin.
Newankubadde okuweesa abawulira.
Neither to give that to the hearers.
Naye bwe tuba tukomyewo.
But when we have come back.
Tugenda kwawula aweereza Katonda.
We're going to surrender to serve God.
Atamuweereza.
And who never serves him.
Omutukuvu.
The righteous.
Atali mutukuvu.
And the unrighteous.
Kati mwabadda.
Now you will return.
Okuva ku mbulizi w'enjiri Benihini.
From the evangelist Benihini.
Mwaka 2019.
In the year 2019.
Tugenda tandika okuwawula.
You're going to begin to separate.
Aweereza Katonda.
The one who serves God.
Atamuweereza.
And who never serves him.
Omutukuvu n'atali.
The righteous and the unrighteous. Everyone you see refuse to repent. For the material gospel. They do not serve God. Everyone you see refuse to preach kingdom of God and righteousness. They are not righteous. They will never cause you to be righteous. For you know. You will come a prophet. Gets a reward like a prophet. You will come the righteous
person.
Gets a reward like of the righteous.
Kati atali mulukuvu alikuweesa mpeera akyentu yobutukuvu.
Right, yes. How will he cause you to be given the reward of righteousness?
Mweta go kutunulirako ku Malachi sura iyo kusatu.
You need to look to Malachi chapter 3.
Orunyi iyo kutandikira ddala ku 10
13
kutandikira ddala ku 16.
From verse 16.
Okuyingira ddala ku 18.
To enter verse 18.
Ayogera bwati.
And he speaks like this.
Malachi sura iyo kusatu n'olunyiriri olwe 16.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
Then
they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another.
Mukama nawuliriza nawulira.
And the Lord hearkened and heard it.
Ekitabo ekyokujjukiza ne kibawandiikirwa mu maaso ge.
And the book of remembrance was written before him.
Abo abatya Mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
And they that feared the Lord thought upon his name. Yes.
Kino kitabo kyakujjukiza.
This is a book of remembrance.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda kye ki?
What is the kingdom of God?
Enyiri obwakabaka bwa Katonda kye ki?
What is the gospel of the kingdom of God?
Obutuukirivu bwa Katonda kye ki?
What is the righteousness of God?
Enyiri obwakabaka bw'omuguru kye ki?
What is the kingdom of heaven?
Enyiri obwakabaka bw'omuguru kye ki?
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven, what is it?
Ojjukizibwa nga bwe biri.
You are reminded how they are.
Ojjukizibwa nga bwe byali.
You are reminded how they were.
Nga bwe birina okubeera.
How they should be.
Era nga bwe biribeera.
And how they will be.
Kati awo Mukama mwete kusonyiwa.
Now there God is ready to forgive.
Abagenda muweereza mulimu ogusembayo.
Going to serve him in this his final work.
Kusemazinga w'ensimbi.
On the planet earth.
N'omulimu ogwe revival.
And that work is the revival.
N'okuddizibwa obuggya.
In the restoration.
Okw'ebintu byonna.
Of all things.
Ogune ku nsi.
In the heavens and earth.
Nga bwe byali.
As they were.
Nga bwe birina okuba.
As they should be.
Era nga bwe biribeera.
And as they will be.
Okuyita mu kuzza obuggya enjiri y'obulokozi.
Through restoring the gospel of salvation.
Enjiri ey'emirembe gyonna.
The everlasting gospel.
Enjiri eyabuulira obutonde bwonna mu
The gospel preached to all creation in heaven and earth. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why in the next verse it says,
Malachi suri yokusatu noru nyiriri oru kumino msambu.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I will make up my jewels. In the day I will make up my jewels.
And
I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. God is ready to forgive all those who repent for preaching and for hearing the material gained gospel, but with one condition:
to
serving him afresh. And then we return unto him. And he ends saying, in coming back, these are going to happen. And they already began to happen right from there 2019.
We
commanded the evangelist Ben Hinn to repent. For when he repented, you enlightened so who serves who never serves God. If evangelist Ben Hinn has been like that, who has been right then? You first finish that verse.
Malachi
chapter
3
verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between the he who serves God and him that serves him not. You return, for God did a special thing which is going to happen till the Lord Jesus will come back and the end of the earth, when he commanded the worldwide evangelists, the evangelist Ben Hinn, to repent for material gain gospel of the world
and
the selling of miracles, that he can go back be preacher of the gospel of kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And God envisioned him that work, it will spring right from here, Uganda. This one you hear of us today. So we shall come back and analyze the fourth, the kingdom of heaven. What is it? Because we have, when you move preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How does it get at hand? And he said, that you were given to know all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. When we know them, and we do them on this earth as they're done in heaven, let's, as we prepare
them
there, you wait. Then we shall know what the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is. May God bless you. Thank you for listening and for putting in action.
Amen.
Amen.